Eastern Movement have moved their focus now on the main retailers in the country. And the reasoning for this, over the last 6 to 8 months, Beefplan have on several occasions tried to make contact with the retailers who have so far refused to engage with Beefplan. The reason for these engagements with the retailers is Meat Industry Ireland and Bord Bia have continuously stated that the retailers are they're the main driving force behind 30-month age limits and the four movement rules and the 70-day residencies. They're anti-competitive. They put a lot of pressure on farmers. Over the last week, or a lot of movement has come on those issues. Lidl last week coming out and saying they had no problem taking 36-month-old beef. Pat McDonough has stated that his company would have no problem taking 36-month beef. Some of the other retailers, Irish retail companies, have refused to engage with Beefplan on these matters. Maybe they're not aware that Beefplan exists. Maybe they're not aware that farming in the country is in crisis. Beef farming in the country is in crisis. Maybe they're not aware, or maybe some people within these organisations have chosen to throw a blind eye towards this. But I think it's very important that with the commencement of new rounds of talks this morning, that the retailers should be involved. They are driving these anti-competitive practices within the industry, according to Meat Industry Ireland. So we need to get clarity on that.
And finally, Ger, just on a statement which has been issued over the past 24 hours by the Meat Industry Ireland, they have refuted claims that the retailer are taking the largest share of the retail price for beef. They've added as well that if the producer share of the retail beef price is closer to 2/3, and it said the current price pressure on the sector is linked to depressed demand in the EU markets, and the price paid to Irish farmers was the average for their European counterparts. So how would the Beefplan movement react to those particular claims?
Well, I suppose quite simply, in relation to the profit margins, if you look at Dawn Meat's profits for the year gone by, it was somewhere around 18 million, I think. Larry Goodman's APP outfit making somewhere around 80 million. We're not clear on what the retailers' profits on beef would be. We haven't got that far into breaking it down. I can assure you, John, there's no beef farmer round south or north or west Sligo making that type of profit on beef.